Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tech Bane Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Santiago. This is the podcast where I take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech, and I bring it to you so you can be informed. Today's going to be a catch-up day for the slew of stories that have been coming out that I think you should hear about, especially since last week I had no podcast. I'm sorry, just got a new job, so I'm getting acclimated with that. However, we're still on to the podcast. So today we have from BlackBerry and TLC partnership ending to the owner of the New York Stock Exchange has an offer to buy eBay and Spotify acquiring Ringer and much more. So first story of the day, we start with a little bit of sad news. On February 3rd, BlackBerry released a letter on Twitter stating that, and I quote, "As of August 31st, 2020, TLC Communication will no longer be selling BlackBerry-branded mobile devices," unquote. In 2016, the Canadian company decided to stop manufacturing its own phones and decided to license its brand instead. One of their bigger deals was the TLC. Other companies have invested to license out their brand. However, TLC was really the bulk of their business when it came to this. They were able to create premium feeling phones while still being able to make the keyboard functional, which I do agree. I think one of my favorite BlackBerry phones, I think, was the Key One. Love that. I think it combined the best of both worlds, being able to have a nice, decently big touchscreen while still having the functionality of a keyboard. I think hands down, it's definitely one of my favorite BlackBerries that they made. BlackBerry does have other partners, like I said, but according to other reports, those partnerships are limited and they only cover the Asia region, which means if we ever see another BlackBerry branded phone, obviously they're not going to be selling it in North America. It's most likely going to be in Asia, which is very sad. And story number two will be super quick. So according to reports, the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, which is Intercontinental Exchange Incorporated, in other words, ICE, has approached eBay about the possibility of buying eBay. According to Reuters, and I quote, "People familiar with the matter said ICE discussed a potential takeover of eBay," unquote. Reports say that the deal would likely exceed $30 billion. That is just insanity. But at the same time, I can definitely see that type of valuation for eBay. I personally have sold things on eBay. Not to mention, it's just a very useful website. And the fact that I just found this story to be super interesting, the fact that the company that owns the New York Stock Exchange is willing to purchase eBay. However, this is one of those stories that it's just going to be one of those update type of things, just like how T-Mobile and Sprint merger that what got announced in like what 2016, and here we are in 2020 and it's finally going to happen probably like in April, I believe they said. But yeah, I go on a tangent. So I just thought to put this in there because I really thought it was just a very interesting story to add in there. And moving on to story number three. If you didn't know, Spotify is one of the most popular platforms for music and podcasts. There's a reason why Spotify has over 100 million subscribers paying for Spotify Premium. By the way, they're the only platform that has over 100 million paying subscribers, compared to, like, for example, Apple Music that has roughly about 60 million paying for Apple Music. And now the company is trying to bring more value to you by acquiring Ringer. So the first question that would come in mind is, why Ringer? One big reason is because Ringer is known for its popular sport podcasts, such as the Bill Simmons podcast, the Ryan Rosillo podcast, The Hottest Take, and many more. Just to give you an idea on why companies like Spotify are investing in getting as much podcast content as possible is because, according to podcastinsights.com, 51% of the US population has listened to a podcast. The craziest part of it is that for the people who listen to podcasts, approximately 80% will listen to all or most of the podcasts, which shows that podcast listeners are loyal. So now you wonder why podcasts has become such a big thing. This is why. Research is showing that for the people who actually do listen to podcasts on the daily, most of the time they will actually listen to every episode once they actually found something that they actually liked. So, pretty cool story right there. And on to a segment that I like to call the snack bits. These are stories that are worth mentioning, but don't have to take the entire segment. So, starting, numero uno, 9to5Mac reports that on Apple's new update for iOS 13.4 beta includes a feature that will make it possible to use an iPhone or Apple Watch as a car key. Ooh, nice and fancy. According to CNBC, Viacom CBS plans to launch a new streaming service that combines CBS All Access with titles Paramount, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, MTV, and more. And Wall Street Journal is reporting federal immigration authorities are purchasing smartphone location data to help identify illegal border crossings. I'll probably be having a segment on that one actually later on, so we'll see. And I know I've been horrible at plugging in the sources for the show, but I will most definitely put it on the show notes because I need to get better at that. Please keep me accountable on that one. All right, to story numero cinco. According to reports, Netflix has taken down 9 shows around the world to comply with government requests. So I'm going to go straight to the point in this one. The goal of Netflix, or any business for that matter, is to expand as much as possible. However, the more countries you reach, the more you have to be careful with what type of content works for each country and make sure that you're abiding to those countries' laws. So for example, one thing that I think everybody remembers, or if you don't, that's fine, was a takedown in 2018 when Singapore requested Netflix to remove Cooking on High because cannabis is illegal in Singapore. So that's a pretty easy way to obviously abide to the law of the country. This is just simply to the point Netflix is at. In order for it not to be banned completely from other countries, which means it will stop growth, it needs to abide to the laws. Pretty simple, straightforward, all right? Right, moving on. And to the next story. I told you, today is not a simple podcast. I told you when I meant catching up, I meant catching up. So, the next story, okay? This is according to TechCrunch.com. Reports that the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has given the first exception to operate without required safety features, has been given, to Nuru. The R2, which is the name of the car, and I will be quoting here, soon join Nuru's fleet of self-driving Prius vehicles in Houston, making deliveries to consumers on public roads, unquote. So the last bit of information to know is that the federal exemption allows the vehicle to operate without side view mirrors, windshield, and rear view cameras. Another thing to note is that according to the report, this exception is only good for 2 years, and the company needs to submit reports on the driving system and provide notice to the communities where it will be deployed. And for those who have been listening to the podcast before, we also spoken about how Cruise is trying to get an exemption from the federal government as well, from the same agency, which I will not say because that is just a long name. However, it's also to note, I was reading that the exceptions that Cruise is trying to get for their vehicle is different from the exceptions that Nuru got. So that's one thing that I did want to know. So it's pretty clear there's a lot of companies coming out with their self-driving cars right now, and they're pretty clear they're trying to put it out on the road so people can start getting used to it. So it's pretty awesome. Let's see how the competition goes. And for the final story of the day, ending in positive news here, the White House is proposing to increase funding for AI and quantum computing. Reuters.com reported that the Trump administration wants to increase spending from $973 million to $2 billion by 2022, and to increase spending for quantum sciences to $860 million within 2 years. Yeah, not much to say about that other than whoop whoop. That's actually pretty awesome. The science for the win. So let's see how that goes. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. All the sources will be in the show notes. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. Please review and share with friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.